Would you go to jail for what you believe in? Would you give up your freedom in the pursuit of liberty? Are you sure? I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. I've been asking myself those questions recently. It's not that I feel immediately threatened with imprisonment, but because in doing some reading about the views of citizenship in the Bible, I was reminded that the Apostle Paul was arrested at least three times. The first time, his imprisonment lasted less than a day. The second, for 5 years. And the third, for less than a year, though ending with his martyrdom. Let's set aside his martyrdom for a second. Paul was willing to be repeatedly jailed for his beliefs. His movement and his freedoms were restricted because of his faith. He wrote to the Galatians, "It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Our founding fathers famously pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to the cause of liberty. That included the knowledge that they, and possibly their families, would be imprisoned before being marched to the gallows. Comparatively, today we risk much less. A flashpoint in the civil rights movement was a woman willing to be jailed over race-based bus seating assignments to make an indelible point about systemic injustice. A couple years ago, my friend Jim Graham of Texas Right to Life and I were briefly threatened with jail because we and other activists were protesting a state representative's campaign re-election announcement. Instead, we were merely ticketed for holding an illegal parade, even though no one was going anywhere. The tickets were later laughed out of court. But no one in my lifetime has more readily embraced imprisonment for the cause of liberty than Shelley Luther. The former school teacher is a part-time rock band performer and a full-time salon owner. When Governor Greg Abbott followed the lead of the Democrat governors in New York and California and ordered the shutdown of the Texas economy, Shelley Luther found her family, and the families of the stylists who worked with her, couldn't last through the shutdown. So she risked jail and reopened her store. Risked it? And was tossed behind bars by a left-wing judge eager to exercise the powers granted to him by our Republican governor. The Supreme Court of Texas intervened and ordered her release. The episode revealed Greg Abbott's carefully coiffed conservative image to be photoshopped cronyism rather than principled substance. And it showed Texans that if a salon owner can go to jail for her rights and survive, so can they. Shelley Luther, like so many in history, risked her freedom to defend liberty, and in so doing put a check on our governor's power grab. Being a prisoner of conscience requires having principles that aren't dulled by convenience or comfort. Being jailed for liberty requires we understand that our freedom of movement is less important than standing firm in our beliefs. As citizens, we can be thankful for men and women who've placed their lives, fortunes, and honor on the line to defend the gift of liberty and self-governance. And we should be willing to do likewise. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening. If you like today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate it, leave a review, and encourage your friends to listen. The Reflections podcast is produced by Scorecard Media. Scorecard Media and Texas Scorecard offer a variety of podcasts from some really great folks, and most of them are better than me. Check them out at texasscorecard.com or search for them on this podcasting platform.